And Rish Lakish learns, no, it's not the new psul, the psul aguf. That's what Rish Lakish learns. So good, so according to Rish Lakish the Chura, Rish Lakish the Pshat only came out good according to Reb Yechanan. That Rish Lakish says, okay, not good according to Rish Lakish, no. So Rish Lakish said, what was the Pshat in the first Braisa that said again, that if you have these seeds of Truma, that was Tameh, and now you planted it, so the Mishnah says when you plant it, it's not Matamar anymore. The Tumah goes off it. But still it's also Tidit. Now Rosh Hashanah said, what does it mean it's also Tidit? I mean it's also for Kohen Tidit. Why? Because it's a Psul Haguf of Psul Hesechadas. So according to Rosh Lakish, that's very good. There's a new Psul Hesechadas. So even though you planted it, that Psul doesn't go off. But in Echonami, Rosh Hashanah was not saying his Pshat according to Rabbi Yechanan. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, even though these seeds has a Psul Hesechadas, but Hesechadas only means that the Sofik maybe became Tameh. But if you planted it now, even if it was Vadei Tameh, the Tumah goes off it. So Mela, this doesn't go according to Rabbi Yechanan. So the Mara, Ki Solik Ravin, when Ravin went up to Eretz Yisrael, Omro L'Shmaite Kaim with Rabbi Yimya, he said over this halacha that Rosh Hashanah said in front of Rabbi Yimya. He told him how Rosh Hashanah answers our Shver Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, even after you plant the Trumah, you're not allowed to eat the Trumah. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, V'yomar, B'vavloi tap tipshoi, the people in Bovel are tipshim, Mishum diyasli baro dechashucho, because they sit in a dark land, is amrisu shmata to the mechashchu. They say like black learnings. No, he holds what you're saying is wrong. So Rashi says, Bovel was amuka, was in the valley, deep, so therefore wasn't so light there. In other words, he didn't like the steretz. Yeah. Now, what did he answer? He said, Le Shmi Lechu. Now, what was Akasha? Akasha was, the Mishnah says, if you have these seeds of Truma, that was Tummy, and you planted it, so the Mishnah says, these seeds now cannot be Matama something else. Mashma, the Tumah went off it. But still, you're not allowed to eat it. So, in Akasha, why can't you eat it? Lechur, even though it's still called Truma Midrabonon, but Lechur, it's Tor, since it's not Matama something else, why can't the Kren eat it? That was bothering us. So, Rabbi Yirmiya says, the Poshita Teretz. He says, a new pshat. He says, Milay Shmilecho. Milay Shmilecho, heard the Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Didn't you hear what Rav Shimon ben Lakish said over Mishmed Rav Oishia? That he said over New Allah in the name of Rav Oishia. Say Allah like this. Mehachag. That's called on Sukkis when they bring the Nisach HaMayim. The Nisach HaMayim is supposed to fetch water before Yom Tif, and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then on Yom Tif you pour it on the Mizbeach. Now the locher was, let's say Yom Tov Sukkot, first they came out on Shabbos, they're not allowed to fetch the water on Shabbos, because you have to carry the water outside, bring it inside, that was through Rosh Hashanah. So what they used to do is they used to fetch the water Erev Shabbos, and leave it in the Beis HaMikdash, and then on Shabbos Sukkot, they would make the Nisach HaMayim. They would pour the water over the Mizbeach. Now in a case where it came out on Shabbos, so they fetched the water yesterday, they had to watch the water now overnight. Shenetmo, let's say overnight something happened, the water became tummy. Now you're not allowed to use Talmudic water for Nisach HaMayim. So what's the Yetzer to make this water Tor? Hashikon. There's an Yetzer of Hashoka. Hashoka means if you have water that's Tomei, what you do to make it Tor is put it into a mikvah that when it gets to top level, that the mikvah water and the water inside the kli touch, that's called Hashoka. They just like kiss. They meet. That's Matirit. You don't have to have the whole water goes into the mikvah. It's a new halacha. As long as you put the water inside the mikvah, that just the top two waters meet, just touch, even though the water didn't spill into the mikvah, it automatically becomes Torah. That's called hashoka. There's a new halacha. That's daima, like planting our seeds of truma. This is a called lashon of a zriyah also. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, explains it. The third line, the big lines. Meyachag. When it came out Shabbos, Yom Tov, used to fetch the water Erev Shabbos. When the water became Tameh, was a big tirchum. So they used to fetch it, they used to fetch before Shabbos. But if it became Tameh, to get new water was a big tirchum. Therefore, they wanted to make it Tor. How could they make it Tor? They made a shocker right now in the Yamas HaMayim. Sheba Azorim. Omayim Zatrashi Salkolu HaShoker. What does that mean? The Zuiz Riyosan. This is the way you're planting the water in the mikvah. Mishovru Aleyim Meha Mikvah. When the water level reaches the top of the mikvah, the two waters meet together. V'nasa chibur is considered like the water in the kli is mechuba to the mikvah ubatlu. It's like zoris, like planted in the mikvah. This water now becomes bottled to the mikvah water. Lachura, this is a dindi raisa. That's the way you metari water that's tummy. If you have regular water that's tummy, when you want to metari it, just put it into the mikvah and just let the waters touch one another and automatically it's tor. So that's the etzer also. You have this water you fetched. So it's a big tircha on Shabbat to get in the water. So they used to use this water and just put it into the mikvah. Now the din is like this. Me'achag shenitmo heshikon. V'yacha kachek deshon. Then later, after you made the tor, then you amakdish it. Heis metchila Friday, they fetched the water. But they didn't make a kedusha hegdish. They just fetched the water and let it stay. And then it became tamei. So when the water is still chulin, now that the din you can make hashokah. Then Torim, then it's good. What about Hegdishon? Let's say first, when you fetch this water to use for the Nisach HaMayim, you are makdish it. The Chura either means bepeh, either with your mouth, or else you put it into a Kli Sharis right away, that the Kli Sharis was makadish it. So the kids say, you are makadish this water, the water became Hegdish's water. The Yachakach HaShekam, and then the water became Tomei, and now that the water Hegdish is Tomei, you want to be Metairit, you put it into the Mikvah, it is alocha tumeim, nothing doing. The water does not become tor, it still remains tummy. That's the din. Now the kasher is michti. Let's see what's going on here. Zriya ninu. Now that you put this tomatic water into the mikvah, l'chura, you like sowing this water into the mikvah. Mali yashikon dachakach agdeshon. What do I care if the water was chulin first, and then later you make it hegdish? Mali agdeshon. What's the difference if first when you fetch the water first, you made it hegdish? So you have hegdish stick of water here. The yachakach, and then the water became tummy, and now you're putting it into the mikvah. But hashikon, you're still making hashoka. Like, what do I care if the water is hegdish or not? L'chur, there's halacha. Then you have tummidik of water. The way to make the water tor is just let the waters meet with the mikvah water. So why does the Mishnah Siddin here say that if it's hegdish, it doesn't become tor? Alma, what do we see? A chumra midrabonin ein zriya lehegdish. That even though really it should become Torah, midrabanan though there's a chumra, ain't real hegdish. If the water was hegdish to the water, and this water became tameh, you don't have this heter to make Israel, to like plant it in the mikvah. So you see there's such a chumra that the water remains tameh. I tell you, hochinami, the same shot is by our Mishnah here also, ain't real a truma. I tell you, midrabanan, there's a mila to say that zriya, if you plant the seed of truma, even though when you plant it, really midiraisa becomes tor, and that's why the Mishnah says the seed now can't be matama something else, but midirabonan though it still remains tummy. It itself remains tummy. But truma, there's a mila, it itself remains tummy. That's why the Mishnah says, good, that's surum lechol. A kain is not allowed to eat it, because midirabonan though, it still has a din tumor on it. Just like you see by kochim, you say this svara, who are din by truma also, there's such a mila midirabonan. Like Rashi says, Trashi ain't zriya lehegdish letayroi bekach the mila also bekodeshim. The rabbanon made a special mila, special like a din here. Hochi nami, the same teretz I give you, ain't zriya letruma the mila also. The rabbanon made a new chumra here that by truma, if you have truma tameya and now you put the seed in the ground and plant it. So true, midyaraisa, so the tumah goes off it. It's bottled to the ground, now like Rashi said, it lost the shein moichum, the tumah goes off it. That's why this seed now is not matama something else. But midrabanan though, you're not allowed to eat the seed though. Why? Because midrabanan, there's a mila that the tumah still remains. So that's the portion of Pshan now, first Mishnah. That's the way Rabbi Yirmiya learned Pshan now, Mishnah. Good, so that's a good teretz. Right. Zotimor, Yossi Ravdimi, Ukoma Lol Aishmaitito. He said over this halacha, Omalai Abaye, Abaye asked him a shala like this. That you're saying by Hegdishir, when you collected the water to make the Nisach HaMayim with it, so saying if you first makdish it, then it became Tomei, you cannot take off that tumma. Is it only because Hegdishim Beklikomer? Is it only because you fetch the water in a Klisharis? And when you put something in a Klisharis that you want to use it there, the Klisharis has the right to be Mekadishit. That's a strong kedusha. It's called the kedusha that comes a kli sharis. A kli sharis means the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash that the kohanim used to do the avodah with it. That has a kedusha zaguf on it. Avo bepel loy offered rabbonin milo. But maybe if you didn't use a kli sharis, you just fetched it in a regular jar And with your mouth now you said, I want this water to become Hegdish. So it's true the water becomes Hegdish, but maybe that type of the Hegdish, the Rabbanim didn't make any Milam. Oiduma, depend on me of it Rabbanim Milam. That was a suffix. Or maybe no. Not only if you mekadesh the water in a klisharis, but it was then if you fetch the water in a regular jar, a chulndika jar, and now you just said with your mouth, I want to make this water Hegdish, it's also called Hegdish, and the Rabbanim said on this water, now if it becomes Tamei, even if you put it in the mikvah, it does not become Tor. The Rabbanim made a mile even by Kedushas HaPer. That was a suffix. So Rashi explains, Rashi, Kedushim Chlisharas Kamrit, Techivon Dikdushon Hein, the Kedusha Saguf Avdinu. A Klisharis makes it a Kedusha Saguf. Mela Ovid Rabbanim Mila. Av Mishem Kedushas Per. The Laman, Demolam Bekli Chol. You'll fetch the water in a regular keli. L'shem Chag. L'yavdu L'maylam. Umanu L'washakam. If you just did it with your mouth, it's not called a Kedushas Saguf. So maybe there they didn't make the Mila. That was a suffix. Omaleh, he answered back, Zuloi Shemati. I didn't hear a Teretz to exactly your Shaila. But Kiyotze by Shemati, I heard something similar to this, and from this I'll bring your raya to you Alocha. What did I hear? The Yomer of Avua, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Anovim Shenitmo. This is the Alocha we had before. If you have grapes, that were Tomei. A Sheretz went and touched the grapes. The grapes are Tomei. The Alocha is Dorchon. You're allowed to now squeeze out the grapes, get the juice, and the juice now is Mamish Tor. And then you will makdash it later. Here's Alocha Torim. The juice is Torah, like we learned before. That since, and we'll soon see, like we learned before, we're talking about the grapes are only exactly a kibetza, not more. So as soon as you squeeze out the grapes, when the juice starts to come out, the grape now is less than the size of a betza, of an egg. Therefore, it doesn't have enough of a size to metama the juice. Therefore, the juice is Torah. And you're even allowed to use it for the yayin nesach. For Nisach Yayin. Now this is only if you weren't makdish it first. What about Hegdishon? Let's say you have these grapes, that you were makdish the grapes. You said, Arezu Hegdish. And the grapes became Tomei. The Yachakach Dorchen, and now you go and squeeze out the grapes, is Dalocha Tomeim. The grapes are still Tomei. Why? Because it's a Mila. The Rabbanim made a Mila here, that even though by squeezing it out, really the juice should be tar, the Rabbanim made a Churma to say no. The juice also becomes Tomei. That's the Mila made the Rabbanim. Now, V'yanovim, you have these grapes. How did these grapes become Hegdashir? The Kedushas Peninu. There's no din to put grapes in the Klisharis. If you put grapes in the Klisharis, the Klisharis will not be Mekadashit. A Klisharis is only Mekadash something that it's used in that Kli. The Moshe by Dam, or else by Nisach HaMayim. Since you're going to use this Kli to fetch the water and spill the with this Kli, the water on the Mizbeach, then if it goes in the Klisharis is Mekadash the water. But if you put grapes in the Klisharis, that you don't use grapes in the Klisharis. It has no use there. Then the Klisharis is not Mekadash the grapes. So the grapes doesn't have a Kedusha from the Klisharis. How is the grapes Kaddish? Because with your mouth. You said, Arezu Hegdish. I want to be Makdish these grapes. And Stafiluach, still the din is, Ovid Rabbanah Milo. So Rabbanah made a special chumrah here that even though now you take a grape that's less than a kezayis, and now you're going to squeeze out the juice, that really the din is the juice should be torn. Here we say it's tummy. So you see the Rabbanah made Milis even by Kedushas HaPer. Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef answered back, maybe there's no raya from here. I tell you, Anovim Kamrit, all the brayser before us, all the Rav Avuha said was, if you have grapes that you are pressing out, now, what type of grapes are we talking? Anovim Kamrit, Hocha b'Anovim Shel Truma Askinim. Who said we're talking about a Kedusha of Hegdish? We're talking about these grapes for Truma, maybe. The Kedushas Teh Ditu, Kedushas Kli Damia. I tell you, by Truma, there's no din of Kli Sharis by Truma. The only way you can make something Truma is only by Teh. So Avad, the Rabbanan made Milas by Truma. So Avad, even though you only said a Rezu Truma with your mouth, that's the only thing you could do. You can't do a bigger Truma than that. Avalhani, Mashenkin, by Kochim, the boy Kli. There are certain things that you do use in a Klisharis. And when you put it into a Klisharis, the Klisharis is Mekanashit that it gets a Kedushas Aguf. L'mosha, this water here, this Nisach HaMayim. If you stam say with your mouth, Arezu Hegdish, it comes Hegdish, that the value of it is Hegdish. But the Guf is not Kaddish. When you put it into a Klisharis now, it's going to be used in this Kli. You're going to, from the Kli, you're going to spill it on the Mizbeach. the kli is makadosh, that the goof of the water becomes hegdish. That's like a bigger din hegdish. So here I have a shayla. Avalhani the boy kli bepelo yavu rabbanu milo. But maybe something that has a bigger mus kedusha, like a kli shoris, maybe then if you only made a smaller hegdish, like kedusha saper, maybe the other rabbanu didn't make a milo. It's by truma that the only kedusha you have by truma is only speaking out with your mouth. Harezu truma. Pshita the rabbanu made milos by truma. But by Hegdish, maybe the Rabbanon only made a mile by Hegdish, where it has the biggest most Kedusha of the Kedushas of a Kli Sharis. Where it only has a Kedusha of Peh, maybe the other Rabbanon did not make the mile. So you have no Raya. So good, there's no Raya. So the Mara now, Dorchon, so the water above who is Temer of Yechinim, that if you have these grapes, that Atomei squeeze them out and they become Tor. Is Mashma Vafilu Tuva. Mashma, even if you have a lot of grapes, you can squeeze out a whole big bunch. For the Gemara, Omiyam Rabbi Yechonon Hachi, is it true that Rabbi Yechonon say like this? For Yom Rabbi Yechonon, before we had Rabbi Yechonon said, Anovim Shenitzmo, true, we have grapes that became Tomei, Dorchon, I'll give you an Eitzah, that's the wine that comes out of the grapes at Tor. What's the Eitzah? Dorchon, Pochus, Pochus, Mikabetzah. Make sure each cluster of grapes that you have is less than a Beitzah. So therefore, as soon as you squeeze it out, the juice that comes out, what did it touch? It touched the grape. The grape now is less than a kibetza. The locher is an oichel, that's tamei, cannot be metam as something else unless it has the size of a kibetza. So since the grapes are less than a betza, it's not metam of the juice that comes out. So that's what we said before. It's only if the grapes are less than a betza. But if the grapes are more than a betza, it doesn't help you. Because when you squash out the grapes and the juice comes out, it touches the grapes. And if the grapes is more than the size of a betza, it's metam of the juice. So how come here you say no matter what size it is, squeezing out the grapes, the juice is tor, chutz asiro. And the Gemara, boy, you send one territory, boy, you send if you want to, I'll tell you, hochi nami, pochus pochus mikabetzim. Enech nami. He also only means here, less than a beitzim. He doesn't mean more than a beitzim. Even though he says tam, havadi samech on what he said before, only pochus mikabetzim. The boy, you send another territory, I'll tell you, hosom dinogulu berishon. Before, we're talking about that the grapes touch the rishon. Therefore the grapes become a sheni. The evilu inu sheni. The grape is a sheni. And therefore, when the grape touches the liquid, that's why it can make a shlishi by truma. Hoch, we're talking about the nogel b'sheni. At here, we're talking about that these grapes touch the sheni l'tuma. The evilu shlishi. The what are the grapes? They're a shlishi. So a shlishi doesn't make a revi. So no matter how big the grapes are, if you squeeze it, it's not matama, the juice. Because the juice doesn't become revi from a shlishi. Yeah. So Kitzi still blies by Yishayla. Yishayla was, did they make these milas even by Kedusha Saper or not? We have no raya for that. Omar Rav, Zok Rav, Afana Namitinina. I'll also bring you a raya. So Rashi learns the second line to the bottom. Afana Namitinina, Tiyavad Rabbona Maila Bekodeshim, Viafila Kedusha Saper. Rashi learns, I'll bring you now a raya to our Yishayla. Even when you only made something kaddish with your mouth, still, even though midiraisa, it should be tor, it should be this, the rabbanan made chumris about kodshim. What's the raya? Tanina, we learned like this. The pasuk says, v'nosen olav mayim chayim el keli. When you're getting the water for the may par, when you have a paraduma, you're supposed to what? First fetch water from the well, live water from a live well, and then put the ashes of the paraduma inside it. So we dashin shetech yusan v'kli. That means the water has to always be live water in the kli. That means you have to use the kli itself that you're going to pour the ashes into. This kli you have to take down to the well, get mayim chayim, live water, fetch it in this kli, then take the kli back and put the ashes into this kli. But you can't fetch the water in one kli and then pour it into another kli and make the efer chattas in this kli. There's mashma shetehe chiyusin b'kli. That means the original water that went into the kli has to stay in that kli. You can't pour it from one kli to another kli. That's one drusha. And Rashi says, shetehe chiyusin b'kli. B'yoysoy kli atzmoy, shu mekadish boy mechattis, b'yofron, sorach lam loysoy minamayin, from the well. You can't collect from another one and put into here. The cost of the pasuk says in the Mercer's item. The pasuk also says v'nosan. The pasuk says v'nosan all of mayim. V'nosan means you put al matlushin ninu. The pasuk poshtes mashma no. Even if you collected the water with one kli, now you pour it from that kli into another kli, and in the second kli you're allowed to put the efer chatis. That's the din b'diraisa. So what's pshat in the first halacha with Dashni now? No, you're supposed to use the kli itself. I va mechubarim ninu. It's mechubar. Chutz astira, two drushes. One drush was mashma. You're supposed to use the same kli that you fetch the water with. You have to put the ashes inside it. And the other drush of v'nosan is no. Fetch it with one kli and then pour it over. Like Rashi says, v'nosan de mashma tolushim de muta lemloisam mekli achar v'yarim l'teich zeh. It's mashma. No, you're allowed to fetch the water with one kli and pour the water into the and then pour it into another kli and put the ashes. So it's a stira. Ella, what? How do you have to answer the stira? Ella, maila. I tell you, midiraisa vada. You're allowed to take the water with one kli and then pour it into another kli. That's midiraisa. This first drusha that we make is only a chumri midrabbanan. It's only a maila and a smachta. The rabbanan said we're making a chumri here. Even though midiraisa, you're allowed to pour the water from one kli to another kli. The rabbanan made a chumri. No, you're not allowed to pour it from one kli to another kli. So you see, the rabbanan goes and makes mailas by kachim. So drashi ela maila biyamu midrabbanan shetei chiyusan bekli. The Rabbanan son made a chumrah. So about you see the Rabbanan made chumras here by Hegdish is hachinami, the same thing by Yosso so Maila. You can make a Maila Trashi. Hachinami Maila Biyamahu. The ain't Zriya Latruma. The Asura Malechel. Hataya Bayala case also. That there's a Maila, the Rabbanan made this Maila, that if you have this Truma that was Tomei, and now you plant it in the ground. Even though midiraisa now, this seed becomes tor, and that's why it's not or something else. But midirabbanan though, you could say rabbanan will machmir. So we're starting bringing a rai that rabbanan made chumris by kachim. I mean, still a bit so shver, Rashi, of course, not a rai that kedushas apem. Rashi before said we're bringing a rai that kedushas apem. And then Rashi goes to say it's a rai to truma. By truma, there wasn't a shalaf of kedushas apem. Tais learns a different pshat here. This is shver Rashi. Tais also the pirush Rashi doch. This is shver Rashi's pshat. But it's all part of the Gemara's bringing a raya that you see the Rabbanan didn't make certain chumris. The Gemara vaitem. And now the Gemara says the bigger chiddush even. Afan na naimetanin. Omer Rav Simi bar Rashi. Afan na naimetanin. I'll bring you another raya to the same yisoid that certain times we make chumris. What's the raya? It's a modern raya here. Toval. If a person went to the mikvah, viola, a guy that was about Kerry. And he went to the, or else, no, a mechusa kapurim, a guy that was a zav, or a zav, or a yeledis, nishna gave birth. Aloch rish, she has to bring a korban. Now comes the seventh day, when she's tar, when she could go to the mikvah, tova, they went to the mikvah. Viola, they came out of the mikvah. Is oichel b'maisa, that's the locher. Once you go to the mikvah, you're allowed to eat maisa risha and maisa sheni, you're allowed to eat it. Herev shimshai, when it comes the night time, then oichel b'truma. But before it came night time, you called the tfu yoyim, you went to the mikvah, but you have to wait till night, you're not allowed to eat truma. When it comes nighttime, that's when you're not allowed to eat truma. That's the halacha. Calls them on, you have to bring a korban. You call them a chusa kippurim. Somebody that didn't bring his korban is not allowed to eat kachim. So only truma, you can eat and not kachim. Here's the kashra mai. Why can't you eat kachim now? Or the chura, even truma. Why can't you eat truma here? Torhu. The chura, this person went to the mikvah. About he went to the mikvah, really the tumah should go off him. How come the Torah said a tful yoyim keni truma, and how come a mechusa kippurim keni kachim? He went to the mikvah, so in Svari should be allowed to. Ella, what do you have to say? That Mila, even though this is midiraisa, but you see the rabbanan, the Torah gufa made chumris. So about you see the Torah was machmir. Who didn't the rabbanan learn out from the Torah? We could also be machmir. That's what you have to say here. Hochinami Mila. By our case also, the Rabbanan made a Mila by Truma, to say Truma doesn't become Tommy. And Rashi says, Hochinami Mila, Biyamu, the Tanina's Rashi, the Ovid Rabbanan Mila Bekodeshim, Afilu Midiraisa. What does it mean, Afilu Midiraisa? That we see the Torah was Machmir. Once we see the Torah was Machmir, we have a right to learn out the Rabbanan should also be Machmir. Rashi, Bekodeshim Loi, in Tumas the Bas Kapori, if a person slots to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikvah that day, and he waited at night already, but he has to bring the korban tomorrow, up until he brings his korban, he can't catch him. Kagoyin zav, izav of yaledis. I, why not? You have to say, Sam, the Torah was machmir. So this is a modern Gemara. I mean, usually when a terrorist says something, it's not called a chumrah. And that's the din. Akash of a mice, why the terrorist said it? The terrorist says the tfu yayim. Close them out, doesn't come nighttime, even though you went to the mikvah, for truma, you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara's not even going to be like, why not? Since you went to the mikvah, and that's the ikka mitayir, really the tumah went off it. So why do we say you can't eat truma? It's Sama Chumra. So the Rabbana learn out from here, we also have rights to make Chumras. I'll bring another Raya, the same type of Pshat. The Pasuk says via Bosser, that what L'Rabbois es Eitzim L'Hoina, that the Bosser could become Tomei, if you have Kachim, Rashi said, Rashi via Bosser, Kol Tor Yoicham, Vav Yisrael, there's an extra Vav here, L'Rabbois Eitzim L'Hoina Shokredish L'Tumma, that even the wood that you use to burn on the Mizbeach, or the L'Hoina, the senses, could also become Tomei, even though they're not an Eichel. We have exerted cost of though viha boss an extra vav that not only does meat become tamei, but even the eitzim, even though usually only a neichel could become tamei, not wood. Wood is not a kli, a pshuti eitz is not makabel tuma. But exerted cost of the wood you use on the mizbeach is makabel tuma. The Rambam says eitzim levona is a kash eitzim levona, but they eitzim uninu. Why is it tamei? It's not a kli, it's not a neichel. Why is it makabel tuma? Ela Maila. You see, the Torah was machla by kachim. The Torah said nu chidushim by kachim. Even though a regular case of a piece of wood is not makabatuma, by kachim the Torah was machla. Say this makabatuma. Hatayochinami Maila. The same thing you say by Shumer also or by kachim. The Torah with the Rabbanim learn out from here. We have a right to make milas, even though really it should be kambatum or really it should be tor. But still, the Rabbanim made milas and it's not tor. Let you see the Mishnah. Now come back to Pesachim. Elo dvorim shodim yoytze ben midei chavosim bePesach. These are the different type of grains that you're allowed to make matzah, and if you eat matzah on Pesach, you yoytze the mitzvah matzah. Bechitim, you can make matzah out of wheat. Bisorim, you can make it out of barley. Bekusman, out of spelt. Or veshifan, out of rye. Or veshibor l'shol, out of oats. These are the five minei tfuah that still make chametz if you let it stay too long, and if you make it the right time, it's you yoytze the matzah. From oats, from all these five minim, are the five minim. Trashi elul dvarim shodim yotzvim nechavosim. Mishum choyvas matzah b'leil rishoyna. Shum mechuyiv let lecho matzah. Could you see like we had before? The area of teichlu matzah is a special mitzvah. Even bizman there's no korban pesach. Still there's a mitzvah sesay, tib matzah leil pesach. The buzz is the area of teichlu matzah. Now how do you make your matzah? It has to be from one of these five things. So these are the five minim that are so called dogen. Right? Even if you bought this wheat off an Amoritz that you're supposed to take off Trumas Meiser, still you yaitzen is mitzvah. If you bought this wheat off an Amoritz, v'nekras demai. That's the loch always of demai. What does that mean? Sofik Yisro, Sofik Lo Yisro. We have a suffix if the Amoris took off Trumas Maisus or not. The Chai V'Chachom Le'afrisha Masvasem. Misuffix. The Midrabonon, you're mechuyev to take off Maisus before you eat it. The Yemacho Matzah Mimeno, V'lo Yafrisha Maisus Mimeno Yotzo. The Chiddush is, even if you didn't take off the Trumas Maisus, that you're not allowed to eat it, but I call upon him, if you did it, though, Yetzah the Mitzvah. Who Adin of a Maisus Rishon Shinoklu Trumosai? Of a Maisus Sheini V'Hegdish Shiniftu. Yet Hegdish and Maisus that you were poidom. So pshitlu churmoz yafkasha pshiti yoytzer mitzvah. Zakanim bechala. Zakanim are allowed to eat chala. If they make their matzah out of chala, they yoytzer. Uve truma. Who then, if a kohen makes his matzah out of truma, he's also yoytzer. Because the kohen is allowed to eat truma. Avoloi betevel. If a tevel is not simidi raisa, you're not yoytzer, they matzah. Voloi bemaisa rishon shlo notru shumosai. Maisa rishon that you do not take off trumas maisa. There's an issa, a chi of midi raisa tidit, a chi of misa. Therefore, you're not yoytzer, they matzah. If you weren't poyed to the Hegdish of the Maisa Sheini, outside you shalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. It's also midiraisam, so you're not yotzi de matzah with it. Chalas ha-toydum. Let's say you made the bread that you bring for korban toydum, or a kike nozer. These are not chomets. And the bread you bring by nozer is also liyatza if the person made it for himself, his own private use, and yotzim behem. You can't use this for matzah. Because we'll see in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah he's supposed to make the matzah lishmoh. L'shem mitzvah matzah. These things were made l'shem mitzvah toidah. Therefore, it's possible for matzah. Also, limchor b'shuk. But if you made it to sell on the street, then yotzim b'hem. Then we say you didn't bedavka make it l'shem mitzvah toidah. You made it stam. So then you could use it for matzah. Because chometz is not chometz here. You watch those things; they also should not become chometz. So only a question: it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah matzah. So if you only made it to sell on the street, we. Say